Moncrief on News Talk.
One interesting aspect of the sunny weather is the predilection some men have for getting their tops off. Why do they do it? Is it really so scorchio that they can't even endure a t-shirt? While keeping his nipples modestly covered, Henry McKean went to find out.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not?
It's hot, it's warm.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing it.
I've noticed that you have a hairy chest. I know that's a really personal thing. I hope you didn't mind.
I don't really.
Well, just a little bit of hair. So you let it all hang out and you've got a bit of a collar, you're tanned.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's why. I mean, why not? I don't know. I don't know what the point is. Like, why not?
Why not? And we're having amazing weather. We've had it now for weeks.
Yeah.
It could end at any moment.
Absolutely. Make the most of it while it's going. Sorry, that's probably in your sound.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, you bought some clippers there. That's not to shave or anything, is it?
No, not in front of you now. No.
So you're loving it and you think, why not?
Yeah, absolutely. It's too warm. I'm too warm to function otherwise.
Like. And get some colour.
Yeah.
And you concerned about perhaps the risk of getting sunburnt? Do you wear sunscreen?
I don't because, I consider myself, I've got foreign blood. I've got Mediterranean genes, so I kind of say to myself, I'm all right with this.
So you naturally get a tan
because
of that Mediterranean gene?
Yeah.
Here is Michelle Lonergan, cancer awareness nurse from the Irish Cancer Society, on being bare-chested and not wearing sunscreen.
Sunscreen, sometimes called SPF or sun protection factor, is a really important part of a complete sun protection strategy to protect your skin against sun damage and skin cancer. And we know that when it's used correctly, it decreases your risk of skin cancers and skin precancers as well. It also helps prevent premature aging. So who should use sunscreen? I suppose the short answer is everyone should be using sunscreen, whether you tan easily or you don't tan easily. We know that some people are at a higher risk of developing skin cancers than others, those skin types, most of us here in Ireland, who burn easily. So it doesn't really matter what type you use. It really comes down to your preference and the one that you're going to use correctly. There's lots of different choices out there. We recommend a broad spectrum with an SPF of 30 or higher. And really, it's how you use it and that you use it correctly. Most of us here in Ireland, we don't put on enough of it. You need to be applying it 20 minutes before you go outside to the sun, and you need to be using a correct amount of it. So about a teaspoonful to cover your face and neck area. And really, if you're going to cover your body, it's about kind of a shot glass full of it, about that amount. Also, it's one part of sun protection. So you do need to be covering up as well, wearing your clothing, your long sleeve clothing, your collared shirts, wearing your wide brimmed hat, your sunglasses, and trying to avoid the sun at the hottest parts of the day, which is really all day in this weather, but generally between 11 and 3. And getting into the habit of wearing your sunscreen on a regular basis. So when you get up in the morning, putting it on your face, reapplying it, more frequently. It should be every 2 hours if you're going to be outside. But if you're in and out of the water or sweating a lot, you need to apply it more because it is going to run off your face. So applying it correctly is really important. Applying it to all exposed parts of skin and covering up as much as possible when you can.
Should men be allowed to just wander around without a shirt on?
I don't think so, no.
How come?
It's just kind of weird, but also like very uncomfortable as well, like as a woman. Just like seeing them like topless, like it doesn't really make you feel safe as a woman, like if they're doing that. So yeah,
not too bothered, but I suppose yeah, it's not nice to be looking at either. We can't walk around like that.
So the ladies can't do it, so
yeah,
why
so,
should men?
Yeah.
And why do men do it? Is it because they want to get a tan? Do they want to show off? Are they basically trying to find a mate? Like, why?
I always assume it's just because they're really hot, like roasting, but I don't know, maybe it's to prove something, I don't know.
Depends. Yeah, I don't know, I feel like it's sort of also, like, for some men it's like for attention, and like you can even tell, like, just like how like they're walking down, that they're like looking at everyone to see if they're looking at them, but like for others it is hot, and like on runs and all, like I see guys run often like shirtless.
Is it okay to run shirtless, being a bloke?
I don't think so, no. Like, I think, like, if, like, as women, like, we have to, like, wear stuff, like, no matter how light it is, like, I feel like they like men can as well.
So you think it's a bit of a double standard?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
An Italian village plans to impose fines of up to 200 euro on tourists with bare chests or just in swimwear. Do you think that is a good idea? Is it uncouth to actually be wandering around without your top off, especially if you're a man? I'm chatting to Rosanna O'Regan, a bit of an expert when it comes to taking your top off. You live in Costa del Sol in Spain. What's the rule out there?
The rule out there is men do not take their tops off, or women, without being on the seafront. It's against the law now.
So you can't be wandering around the shops, the cafes, without your top on?
No, it's against the law.
And in Spain, men and women can have their tops off on the beach. That's allowed.
That's allowed.
But you can't do it, let's say, for example, here outside this food hall, or pop into the bar behind
us.
No,
you cannot. You've got to be on the seafront. And it works because people are doing it now. Whereas before, you'd see them walk down half naked.
And
it wasn't pleasant.
You, when you saw them half naked, I mean, you live out in Costa del Sol.
Well, it wasn't pleasant because most people are overweight and flabby and awful looking. So it's not something nice to look at.
They weren't beautiful people.
No. Definitely not.
So they just had their bellies hanging out.
That's right.
And we understand, you know, not only is it against the law, but you could face a fine.
Yes. Oh, definitely.
And is it enforced? Do they enforce the fine?
Not as strictly as they should, but I have seen people pulled up and told to put their t-shirt back on.
When you see it here in Ireland, what's your view? I mean, today is another gorgeous day.
Don't like it at all. There's no reason to walk around like that.
But we don't get this weather that often. I know we've had a real spell of it.
We get 40 degrees in Spain and it's still not allowed. You don't walk around half naked.
You're from England. Quite a lot of English men, even at the World Cup, would take their tops off.
Yeah.
And it's very, very hot over in the States and humid. Mm. Would you wander around without your top on?
Not me personally, no. If I had a fitter body, yes, probably.
So if you were fitter, so it's true, you don't see that many, you know, bigger men, or if I can use that word, chubby men.
Yeah, you don't, no.
It's normally fitter men who do it.
Yeah.
Unless you're, you know, at the World Cup and then you let it all hang out.
Yeah, probably. A few beers and game on, isn't it?
So you're devastated about last night's result in the World Cup, but you're actually fully dressed today, you're in shorts, you're not tempted here on the boardwalk in the heart of Dublin city centre to take your top off?
Definitely not.
And what's your view, being a lady, when you see men wandering around without their tops on, do you think it's unfair because ladies, especially here in Ireland, are still expected not to go topless?
Yeah, it's not good walking around main high streets, is it? I don't think. There's places that you need to go topless.
So the beach is okay, but you don't perhaps like seeing men wandering around without a top on?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I wouldn't mind, but I do get the reasoning.
So you're okay with it? Like, there was a handsome chap a few minutes ago who wandered down here without his top on.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm not going to look.
I have no reason with fellas having no tops on. That's what the sun's for, like, for taking off your top, so...
So the sun's for that. Take off your top if you're a man. And the ladies?
Take off your top if you're a man, and if you're a woman, just wear your belly top.
Just the belly top?
Just your belly top.
You're a building contractor. What do you do exactly?
I'm a bricklayer.
You're a bricklayer. And on a building site, it must be tempting, especially when the weather's like this, to rip your top off.
Oh, definitely.
You're not allowed. You're not allowed to take them off on because it's...
And that's because of safety?
For safety, yeah.
Just in case you get a little bit of cement or a brick or something.
Just in case something like that, yeah. You get caught or something.
So you just have, as they call it, a farmer's tan?
Protected anyway, so it's okay.
What do you think? It seems to be becoming more and more common that men are taking their tops off in the street, especially when in parts of Ireland today it could reach over 30 degrees.
Oh yeah, Jesus. They're going around like strawberries, the whole lot of them. So, yeah, you know.
You're a Kildare lady. When you see men wandering around without their tops on, is it some sort of mating caveman thing? Look at me? Or are they just hot? Or do they just want to get a tan?
Because it's so hot, yeah. Let them take their tops off, but I doubt you'd see them doing it in wintertime.
So you've no issue? And,
no.
You know, do you prefer them to be waxed or hairy?
Don't really care, I'm married.
as soon as the sun comes out, usually you're bound to see someone with their top off. I don't understand it myself, but yeah, maybe they're just trying to top up their tan for the summer. No issue.
I just think they should keep their tops on.
They should keep them on?
Yeah, especially out in public, like people shopping, etc.
And when you see it, do you think, hang on a second, yeah, that guy's pretty muscly, I get it. Or do you think he's a bit chubby, he
or
should put it away?
The opposite, yeah, exactly. Put it away.
You work in retail.
Yeah.
Can I walk in with my belly hanging out?
No, you're not allowed in.
I'm not allowed
in. You're not
in the
allowed
shop.
In. No, you're not allowed in.
You can't come in without a top on.
No, you'd be told not to let people in.
Even though in parts of Ireland today it could be 30 degrees.
Yeah, I know, yeah, we're told not to let people in. Yeah, that's a thing they have, yeah.
And
they
want. Do you ever have to challenge them and say, I'm so sorry, sir, could you please put your top on?
Yeah, they would do it. But then some people come in and say, oh, no, I'm not putting my top on. And just would walk out of the shop. Yeah.
And what's your view? Do you think it's their human right to just show off their
skin? I don't mind it, you know what I mean? She said the weather's over 24 degrees, why not? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So no issue?
Yeah, no issues at all with it, no issues at all, no.
I reckon when you're out and about around town, on the beach, outside, should be fine. But in stores, it should upkeep some kind of level. But I think it's more of a
case-to-case basis.
Yeah, case-to-case basis, yeah. Depending.
Case-by-case basis. Yourself, would you wander around town ever topless?
Nah, when I was younger, I feel like when you're like below the age of 15 or 14 or whatever, like you're a kid, so like you can kind of do whatever you want. But once you like get to like a grown age, once you mature a little bit, I think you gotta like see where your position in society is, and you just can't be setting that kind of example for the younger generation.
Let be what be, you know.
Just let it be.
Yeah, as long as it's not in your face, that's the main thing, you know. Sunburn is a big thing, so that's why I'm topped up all the time, you know.
So would you wander around the countryside like a country lane with no top on?
Yeah. If I'm feeling too hot, like, but you get very few chances to do it, so when you can do it, that's my thing, you know.
And this is it, you can do it now, because the weather's good, you're going to rip off that shirt.
I don't want to risk sunburn, that's my main concern, you know.
There you go, Henry McKean reporting there. Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.